This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tilby on Talk Radio, AM 640.
And welcome to the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio, AM 640. I'm Danny Longo. I'm here with Paul Tilby, the president and CEO of Training Business Pros. You can reach him at trainingbusinesspros.com. Give him a call, 416-444-7767. How you doing, Paul?
Doing great this week, Danny. How are you?
I'm good. Good to
little,
see you.
Little challenge getting into the chorus
yes.
headquarters this morning with the marathon going on. That was fun.
It was very fun, yeah. It'll be a challenge getting out of here as well.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in this morning and listening to the Business Pros Radio Show. We have fun every week talking about all things to do with business and marketing and sales and fulfillment. And we appreciate the fact that you're here. And in exchange for your very valuable time, we share some valuable information.
Perfect.
We try to.
Yeah.
So this week, I think I'd like to talk about a couple of things. The first one is we typically, throughout the week, take on new clients and new business. And we're constantly working on our current clients, but also onboarding new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a relatively new one that we launched this week, which had an immediate impact, which I think is interesting because a lot of businesses think that if I hire a marketing company, how long will it take me to recoup my investment? And in our experience, it usually takes most companies quite a long time to see any evidence that it's working.
Right.
Because it depends on whether it's traditional or digital or whatever. It's most companies have patience, and that's always a good thing. But sometimes you get an instant win. And in this case, I'd like to talk about one client that we got an instant win for. And without actually investing a lot of money, this particular client, they came to us and they said, there's this thing in Ontario called CVOR. Stands for the Commercial Vehicle Operating Register or something like
okay.
that. So if you drive a truck in Ontario, you need to have a CVOR license.
Okay.
And apparently, it's very confusing.
It sounds confusing.
So if you, it's not only if you own and operate a truck here in Ontario, but if you come into the province from the United States or wherever,
oh, wow. okay.
you still need a license. Now, if you get one of those in Quebec, you can drive it through Ontario. But if you don't have one and you want to drive in Ontario, you need this license. So pretty much everyone needs to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the particulars of it. It's not really my business. But this particular company called CVOR.ca or www.CVOR, CVOR.ca, and you have to put in the www, they basically help companies or drivers or trucking companies understand this whole registration process. And apparently the documentation for the actual license is quite cryptic. So it's like this black and white printout of all the things that you need to know to be in compliance with Ontario rules and regulations and driving a truck in this province. And the fines are heavy.
Wow.
Like, $400 to $4,000.
Oh, geez.
I don't know the actual numbers on that. It's not really my business. But if you violate the rules, apparently, there's massive fines. And if also the MTO or the Ministry of Transport Ontario, they can come knocking on your door and make it their business to basically say, hey, you have a CVOR license, but you don't really understand it, so we're going to fine you heavily. They can just actually show up on your doorstep. And then you can get audited. So the whole trucking company can get audited. So this is massive sort of
money-making business.
Well, for the province,
yes.
But for the trucking companies, just understanding the license is quite a big deal. So this guy who's been in the trucking industry, his name's Chris, came to us and he said, listen, I'm trying to help out this industry because we want to make sure that truckers are in compliance and that they really understand the rules, but they don't. They get a license and they don't know how to read it, so they don't know how to follow the rules. So I want to help them, and he's been helping them for a while, but hasn't been working all that great. So we said, okay, well, we can build you a landing page, and in exchange for someone's data, and we've talked about this before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the first entry point for a business is you give us your email address, and we'll give you some value. And over the next 6 months or 6 years, we'll convert you into a paid client. Now, he's a consultant in this industry, so he tries to go into companies and help them with bigger problems than just this. So this is his sort of entry point. If I help people by giving them, or these truckers, by giving them some value, then eventually we'll turn them into lifetime customers. So Sivor, because it's difficult to read, he decides, okay, and we talk about this, right? This is our marketing plan.
Right.
We're going to basically give them a cheat sheet.
Oh, that's smart.
If you download this cheat sheet, it's going to help you figure out how to read your Sivor. And so when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about how well that worked, because we just launched literally like last Monday.
No, perfect.
And we're going to talk about how quickly this worked and how important it is to do this for your company. Because a lot of companies think, well, it's going to take me forever to build a marketing plan. And I'm going to say, no, that's not actually true. And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about it.
All right. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio AM 640. Give Paul a call at 416-444-7767 or check him out online at trainingbusinesspros.com. We're back here on the Business Pros Radio Hour. I'm Danny Longo. I'm here with Paul Toby. Paul, we were talking before the break about a success story you guys have had.
You have a frog in your throat.
A little. let me have a drink here.
No worries. What were we talking about? We were talking about Sivor, the Canadian Vehicle Operation License, something like that.
Registration.
Yeah, thank you. And everybody in Ontario, if you drive a truck in Ontario, you need one of these things. So this company, they came to us, www.sivor.ca, and they said, we'd like to help out this industry as a and get more trucking companies to use our services. And so we came up with a marketing plan that basically said, in exchange for the price of admission, which is an email address, we're going to give you some value to these truckers or independent truckers or trucking companies. So we came up with the plan that because apparently this license is really hard to read, really hard to understand, and compliance to the licensing is quite important to avoid paying fines, to avoid increased scale inspections, increasing delivery times, getting warning letters. Apparently this is quite common.
Wow.
So what we did was we said, okay, very quickly, let's put together a landing page. And I think a lot of companies think that, well, I don't have a business that needs a landing page. People come to my website and they do stuff and they buy from us. I'm like, well, not so much in our experience,
yeah,
right? What's a landing page? It's what we call a lead magnet. Because if we have contact data, then we can communicate with potential clients over time, so that we can convince them that we're good people, we can help you, because I personally think helping is better than selling. And so if we help these trucking companies with this particular licensing, then that can help us start other conversations about our other services to help these trucking companies. And a lot of people are like, well, how well does that work? Well, if all you do is put up a landing page, and again, the psychology of the landing page is very, very important. Because in most cases, this is the first time that a reader has engaged with you. They don't necessarily know your company. And if you're Procter & Gamble, sure, you've got some built-in credibility and you understand that, you know, you have brand recognition. But most small businesses don't have that outside of their small circle of influence. So in this case, it's a small business. And when people hit that landing page, that's the first time they see it. They see you. They understand. And again, understanding what you do is a very important part, because if you make a client, and this is really part of our marketing strategy, this is what we always recommend to clients. If you make a reader do work, navigate the site, either through menu or scrolling or whatever, you're essentially assuming that the reader is got lots of time, has lots of time, and they know how to find things, which in many cases isn't true. So we want to make it easy. So this particular landing page, if you're listening to the show and you say, well, what does a landing page look like? Well, you go to www.cvor.ca. And this is a landing page which basically spells out with words very quickly what it is. So it says, are you reading your CVOR properly? Now, of course, we're not going to, this is not general public stuff.
No.
So if a trucking company comes here, they know what a CVOR is, right? And so are you reading it properly? And the question is, no. Well, you should be. Failure to meet expectations could result in unwanted results like this. MTO paying more attention, increased scale inspections, all of the bad stuff that could happen. So very quickly, we're getting to the point. And a lot of companies would go, well, I think that's a good plan. Does it work? And in this particular case, it worked instantaneously.
Wow.
So all we did was, because if you wait around for free traffic, you're going to be waiting a long time.
Right.
We can filter traffic through the website or through the blog or whatever. But basically, in this case, it's if somebody types in CVOR, which they do, and actually, I'm going to do that right now because I don't know if we're advertising on Sunday, but I can do this. So CVOR license, and boom, there you go.
Like number one,
CVOR test. And I don't know if that's us. Hang on, complete guide. Click here. Nope, that's not it. So again, I'm not sure if we're actually advertising on Sunday. I'd have to check with Adrian to find out actually the timelines. But during the week, we launched this thing on a Monday. Within a few hours, we'd already had like 18 people in the bucket.
Oh, great.
So that's 18 conversations within a few hours that we can have with these companies about not just CVOR, but an ongoing conversation about their business.
Saving money.
So as a consultant, you're thinking, okay, well, I give away some value. I get people in the bucket. Then I can automate a conversation. And then the people that, if they meet certain criteria, then we can open a human conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people buy from people. They don't buy from machines. But we can automate their onboarding. We can automate their discussion. And so what I really wanted to say, if you're a company out there and you're listening to this, in many cases, what we as a company try to do is we try to get the contact data up front so that we can start a long-term conversation. We can use automation for that and human resources, but it works really, really well. And in CVOR's case, it worked great. And it's continuing to work on a daily basis.
And it'll continue to work, I imagine, all for the better. All right. We'll be right back. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour at trainingbusinesspros.com if you want to get a hold of Paul and his team, or give them a call at 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tobey. If you want to get a hold of Paul, give him a call at 416-444-7767. Or if you're interested, if you're a business owner, you want to check out what his business is all about, head over to trainingbusinesspros.com. You guys have a fantastic website. I would hope so. You got free content there. If you're interested in what they're all about, you could even check out his live stream of Become a Business Hero. You guys provide amazing content.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. If you say the word if you're looking for some help, then it's a question. Actually, it's really a matter of when.
Right.
So if you're sitting there as a company saying, well, should I do this or shouldn't I do this? And if it's the right time, quite frankly, I have a lot of people saying, well, it's not the right time. And my response to that is always, well, when will the right time be?
Yeah, you can't time when the right time is.
You cannot wait around waiting for the stars to align so that you can make a decision to move forward with a really cohesive, current, fresh, relevant digital marketing plan. It's funny. I was talking to some corporate investment advisors and consultants with the Bank of Montreal yesterday.
Okay.
And they were saying that they work mainly in the automotive sector in terms of dealerships. And one of the areas that they pointed out to me that is car dealerships are very much behind when it comes to digital marketing. They're constantly relying on the big car companies like, you know, Nissan or Jaguar or whatever to kind of handle the digital space. Well, they're more like a grassroots connecting with people who bring their cars in for servicing, trying to upsell them to cars and things like that. One of the areas that I believe that they're lacking in is digital, just like the guys from Bank of Montreal told me, is this concept of digital automation where you're constantly communicating with the client about the value of upcoming events, perhaps some recall information, which typically comes in the mail.
Yes.
But you don't know if anybody read it. But if you sent that stuff by email, let's say you sent me three emails and I clicked on it, then you would know that I did something. Are you with me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you
and can I think tell this is one of the areas that I think car companies could save or dealerships could save a lot of money and time with traditional communication methods and use more advanced methods because, you know, we're the largest resellers and implementers for Infusionsoft in Canada. And I think that's an important area that companies start to think about. So in my conversations with these BMO guys, it was basically, we need your help. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, great. Let's start that conversation because I'd really like to do that because look, I own a car, you own a car.
Yeah.
My car is from, am I allowed? Should I say this? I don't know. Sure.
You can say whatever.
So it's not an inexpensive car. How about we say that?
Okay.
And it's funny. I've never received an email from the dealership.
Never.
Not a single email, which I think is really strange.
Just like, letters in the mail.
If they sent me some, like even a happy birthday message or a Christmas card in like a digital card or something like that. Now I get some snail mail once in a while, but that's very costly for them.
It is,
and it happens very infrequently. Mm-hmm. But if they connected with me monthly and let me know what was coming up and let me know there's some wine events that I could attend because, it's not an inexpensive vehicle and I think they could do a much better job.
Yeah, maybe it's time you want to trade up and get the new model or whatever, right?
Well, they're not, and again, they're not really informing me in a timely manner. So I'm not sure I think it's not great. I think they could do much better.
They could.
So if you're listening to this and you're a car dealership, I have a plan. And it includes the same plan that I use for all companies. It's an automation plan where we can data mine for the people that are pretty much ready to buy a car. And you're going to move them a little bit closer to it a little bit quicker than normal. Right. Because we're catching them at the point where they're starting to make that decision. Mm-hmm. Rather than just a letter once in a while in the mail, which may or may not arrive in a timely manner. So anyway, that's my whole thing on car dealerships. The next thing I wanted to talk about, and I thought about this on the way here today, because landing pages, blog posts, home pages, or even static pages, they all require the biggest thing that these things require is a good copywriting strategy. And I find that this is the biggest problem with most marketing companies is they really don't know how to write. Mm-hmm. So they rely on the company to give them copy to build a web page. We don't do that. We use what we call hypnotic copywriting. And whenever I say that, people's like, well, hypnotic copywriting? What is that? And I'm going to give you the answer to that after the break. Because if you don't know what hypnotic copywriting is, then I'm not only going to share that with you, but you're going to learn how super, super important it truly is because we're talking about the secret psychology of persuasion, and that's what I'm going to reveal right after the break.
Perfect. I'm intrigued. We're going to talk about that when we come back. It's the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 640. Give Paul a call, 416-444-7767, or head over to trainingbusinesspros.com. It's the Business Bros Radio 640. I'm here with Paul Toby. Paul, you left us with a big question before the break about hypnotic marketing?
Hypnotic copywriting.
Copywriting. All right.
Right. So the point of hypnotic copywriting is essentially to use words to sell.
Right.
Salesmanship in print. And the way that it works, and I think this is an important point, because a lot of companies, when they're looking for marketing help, they're constantly thinking stuff like taglines. You know what a tagline is?
I believe so, yeah.
Just do it.
Right.
Or eat fresh.
Right.
Those are taglines.
Right.
But they're associated with brands because those companies have millions of dollars in advertising budgets to reach large markets. And so people, when they think just do it, they're constantly thinking Nike.
Right.
But a small business doesn't have that opportunity. The brand of a small business happens when you deliver on your promises.
Mm-hmm.
That's how brand is built for a small business. It's not about large countrywide marketing campaigns, national marketing campaigns. It's about delivering on promises. So when a reader hits a website, a landing page, a blog post, or even a homepage, you have to use words to convince the person first that you have what they want. Number two, you have to convince them very quickly, give them a really good reason to stay.
Of course, yeah.
And then number three is you got to give them a really good reason to take an action. And of course, we just discussed, as when we were talking about Sevor, we talked about getting them to give us an email address so we can start a lengthier conversation.
Yes.
If we don't have the contact data, we lose. So hypnotic copywriting, and I'm a real student of copywriting.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for a long time. I've been writing, I've written a couple books. I wrote a book even called Suggestology, which is the art of activating someone's natural will to learn something. So ask, getting what you want is about asking the right questions. So the whole concepts of Suggestology and hypnotic copywriting are kind of intertwined. Suggestology is the spoken word, whereas hypnotic copywriting is the written word. They both do the same thing. They enroll and engage and build the number one thing that you need to build in order to capture attention and interest. Let me repeat that. The number one thing you need to build to capture someone's attention and interest. What do you think that is?
An appealing product?
Curiosity.
Okay, yeah.
So what happened when I asked the question?
I was curious. I needed to know the answer.
Well, the mind has been preconditioned
yes.
to respond to questions.
Yeah.
Ever since you were little, your mom said, well, what do you want? And you learned how to respond to that. I want the bottle.
Yeah.
But over time, it just becomes instantaneous. So if I ask a question, immediately the mind responds and starts to think about an answer. And of course, if I leave off the end of my
sentence
or I leave a blank in the middle of the sentence, the mind immediately starts thinking of something. So this is the whole right. concept of hypnotic copywriting. It's not natural spontaneous combustion to be good at this. That's why as a marketing company, our job when somebody hits a landing page, we have to use as few words as possible to convince somebody that they should stay and take an action. So as a student of copywriting from people like Joe Vitale, Gary Bensivenga, P.T. Barnum, Bob Proctor, Tony Robbins, a lot of this kind of work, we as a company, it's our number one skill as far as I'm concerned. That's what we did for Sevor. It's like, let's use as few words as possible in order to capture somebody's contact data. So what it comes down to essentially is three things. If you build a landing page, what we need to do is we have to have these three things. It has to build curiosity, of course. It has to, you know, be informative, and you have to grab somebody's attention. But essentially, there's three things that define whether it's going to work really well or not for you. And this is our philosophy. And it basically, it's psychology 101, the secret psychology of persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's persuade somebody with words to take an action. And that's what we get paid for. And if it doesn't work, we don't get paid. That's
right.
essentially how
yeah.
it is. So we know that this is an important thing. So the three things are, one, the reason why they need it. Are we solving a problem? Are we fixing an issue? Are we giving them advice that can help them? Give them a reason for that. Number two, the reason why we as the company or you as the company are the best ones to give it to them. Because they have choice.
Of course, yeah. You can go to somebody else. Why should they come to you?
And number three, the reason why they should do something about that now. You with me?
The most important question.
So let me review. The reason why they need it, the reason why we're the best ones to give it to them, and the reason why they should do something about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna do that right now. Here's the reason why you need to call us.
Nice.
You need to call us because that information in your mind makes sense. And if nobody's ever talked to you like that before, no, your marketing company doesn't talk like that, and they don't have a formula for copywriting, then no matter how pretty your website is or how much traffic you send to it, it probably won't work very well. So there's the reason to call us.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we the best ones to give it to you? Because we create results in the shortest amount of time possible with the least amount of investment. And number three, why should you do something about that right now? Because we're on the radio for only a few more minutes. So if you want to pick up the phone and leave us a message, that's great. You can do that at 416-444-7767 because the office isn't open on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're listening to a recording and it's during the week, give us a call or write the number down. And finally, go to the website, trainingbusinesspros.com, and do anything that it asks you to do. Take a little, you know, how much is digital marketing going to cost me? Type into Google digital marketing estimate, and you'll land on our website, and we'll tell you all the reasons why you should do this and how much money you're losing out by not doing it. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
If not at copywriting, on the radio.
Yeah. You got me. Fall down that wormhole and head over to trainingbusinesspros.com. There is plenty of things to do there. You can check out the Business Heroes Group. You can find out how to scale up with free training. There's so much stuff to do. So head over there, trainingbusinesspros.com, or give them a call, leave them a message, write the number down, 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. It's the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 640. Welcome back to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tobey. Paul, we've been talking about business pros marketing and what we can do and what you guys can do for a small and medium-sized businesses.
We help.
Yeah. Good.
It's as simple as that. I think helping is better than selling. There's
Everyone
lots of things
help.
You can do with us online. I think the important thing is a website shouldn't just be a brochure of your products and services. It should be an interactive site that engages people and gets them to take an action. And of course, the first action we want them to take is always give us an email address mm-hmm. and we'll automate a discussion. And then perhaps if they meet certain criteria, then we'll have an ongoing discussion with humans. But we'll also automate that process as well, making sure that we don't let leads drip through the cracks. I think that's the biggest problem with companies. Think about this. If you're a company out there and you've ever gone to a conference or a networking session, or I remember I was in Chicago a few weeks ago speaking at the Club Industry Show, mm-hmm. and just for fun, we showed up at somebody's networking session, and they're like, oh, you came all the way from Toronto for this session. I'm like, no, I was speaking at at this conference over there. We're just looking for something to do. I left with a stack of business cards. And most people end up filing those under G because after you send one email or make one phone call, it just kind of fades and goes into the background.
Right.
What I try to do is I try to help companies think about, well, let's have an ongoing conversation using automation, which they may or may not know is happening. It doesn't matter whether they do or not. What matters is follow-up works. And if you stop the follow-up, it's for sure not going to work. So why not continue to follow up without a lot of human resources and use automation to follow up? So I think that's important. So here's what I'd like to do. If you want to see something like this at play, if you want to see interaction at its best, here's an interesting exercise. Go to Google. And of course, if you don't know Google, then But we know you do because I ask that question. You know, I do seminars all the time and I say, you know, raise your hand if you haven't been on Google in the last 24 hours. And like, there's always one guy that puts his hand up. He's like, oh, is that because you don't have a computer or you don't have a cell phone? You know, basically.
I've been up at the cottage.
I've been at the cottage. Yeah. So what I want you to do is go to Google and type in the following words. And this will work anywhere within Ontario, probably Canada-wide. I don't know. I haven't checked it in a while. Mm-hmm. But if you type in the words estimate digital marketing, and with digital marketing estimate digital marketing, whatever you want to type in, something using those three words or whatever order, there's a bunch of ads by digital marketing companies. And then we're number one in the search results. It says trainingbusinesspros.com/estimate digital marketing. So if you click on that, we basically, this is our philosophy on marketing, because this may be your first connection with Training Business Pros. If you've never been on our website before, this is like the first thing you see. So we're not, here's what we do, here's all about us. No, you looked for estimate digital marketing. We're going to help you estimate it. So the first thing we do is we say, do you want to estimate it? First, let's evaluate the business that you're missing out on by not doing it. Mm-hmm. That would make the price or the estimate of digital marketing a little more hypnotically from an investment standpoint versus a cost. Let's invest in digital marketing so that we can plug the holes in our business so we can pick up the business that we're missing out on. So if we tell them, if we tell you how much business you're missing out on, and it's a very good estimator, by the way, then we can have a meaningful conversation about what it's going to cost to fix that. That makes sense?
That makes perfect sense, yeah. There's nothing like dollar signs to get people to sign up, right?
Right. So take a look at this page. Mm-hmm. You're on the page, I'm assuming, right? Take a look at this page. Where is anything about us on this page?
Yeah, there's not one word.
Right.
Yeah.
So people are like, okay, well, this person's not selling to me. They're trying to help me.
Yeah.
Here's how to estimate the business that you're missing out on. So you basically click start my free online evaluation. And a lot of people would say, well, how did you get this web page with no content? Basically, you know, there's not even 1,000 words. There's like 20 words on this page. How did you get this page to rank number one for estimated digital marketing? And the answer is because of the new Google UXO algorithm called RankBrain, which basically rewards us for keeping people on the web page.
Yeah.
So Google's like, oh, we'll send traffic to your website. And if they leave your page within 10 seconds or they don't scroll and they don't engage, we're not going to send you any more traffic. Buy it like everybody else.
Yeah. That's also a good sign. You're number one. That means you could probably make someone else's company number one.
Right. And this breaks the traditional rules of what people think SEO is.
Mm-hmm.
SEO is about content and making sure that you've got the keyword phrases in the right place. While that's part of it, the new RankBrain algorithm is basically much more sophisticated. So I want this audience to go and do this. Go do this test. It starts out, do you rank in the top three Google search results for your main keyword phrase? Well, if you don't know what your main keyword phrase is, then you should probably put no.
Yeah.
And what the estimate, do you have an effective lead magnet? No. If you don't know what that is, click no. Do you automatically collect referrals from existing clients? Well, what does that mean? No.
I'll say no.
So what it does is we figured out an algorithm on this little test, which basically says, if you don't do this, 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 and this, you're missing out on 20 leads a month, which if you get 20 leads a month and you convert 25% of those, that's 5 new clients that you're missing out on by not doing this type of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say, well, 5 clients and my average cost per client is $1,000, there's $5,000 a month I'm missing out on. Now, $1,000 is probably on the low end.
Right.
Imagine a car where you're missing out on $60,000.
Yeah.
You get the idea?
Absolutely.
So this is an important... I mean, imagine a car company that did this. It's like, how much fun are you missing out on by not driving that new car? I mean, that's not the best example, but it could be, right? It's fun, it's interactive, and it ranks on Google.
And that's what you want if you're a company. You want that business. Yeah, absolutely. So give them a call. Head over to trainingbusinesspros.com. Google estimate digital marketing and take the test. Head over to trainingbusinesspros.com. Give Paul a call, 416-444-7767. It's the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio, AM 640. We're back on the Business Pros Radio Hour here. I'm Danny Longo with Paul Toby. Paul, we've gone on a journey, much like your websites, and you've told people all about what you can do for them and their companies, right?
Well, it's been a fun day. Yes. We appreciate the fact that you showed up, listening audience. We appreciate your time and attention to the show. We hope you've got some value out of it. Mm-hmm. We always try to share as much information as we can in the short time that we have. I'd like to just kind of review the last section where we talked about the concept of digital marketing and what it costs, because I think it's an important question that people have. Well, people, by the way, they type this into Google all the time, estimate digital marketing. Mm-hmm. And of course, if they did that, we'll show up number one in the search results, at least in Ontario, probably outside. I don't know. I haven't checked it in a while. But if you do it, what it's going to do, it's going to that web page is trainingbusinesspros.com webpage. It's going to be number one in the organic search results. It's going to help you figure out how much business you're missing out on if you don't do it. And I really want people to do this. Just go through the thing, because if you don't understand the language that you're being asked, or you understand the language and you're not doing what it's asking you, then you're missing out on business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because a lot of people, I just received an email back this morning. We're talking with a large training organization in the United States that needs help building their funnel, getting in some new people. And they all ask the same question. Well, what's this going to cost me? And my response to that is always, well, let's look at the amount of business you're missing out on first, mm-hmm. and then we'll figure out what it's going to cost to fix those issues. And the Estimate Digital Marketing search on Google will bring you to the webpage that'll help you do that. And I think that's important, because you want to be able to justify the investment. It's not a cost. It's not an expense. It's an investment. And we're continuously helping companies invest in themselves. It's the difference between working in your business and working on your business. Because if you're always working in your business, you're not creating new business.
No.
So let's work on it. And it's a very simple thing to do, to go to, to search for Estimate Digital Marketing and go do this little quiz. It's basically a quiz. Yes or no answers. And then you'll know. Automatically, it'll spit you back a number saying you're missing out on 44 leads a month. And I know most businesses, 44 leads is huge.
Oh, for
That's
sure.
That's a lot of leads coming into your bucket every single month that it's not going to cost you even a fraction of our services. Mm-hmm. Whatever we charge our clients, it's always reasonable. We have standardized pricing. We don't even negotiate anymore because we don't need to. We have a solid portfolio of ongoing clients. And so the price is the price, but you got to look at it as an investment, not an expense. And so Estimate Digital Marketing will help you estimate how much business you could be garnering by plugging the holes in your current system. Because quite frankly, most people don't even have a system. They have a website. It's a who we are, what we do, all about us, our mission statement, like anybody cares, and a contact us page. That's not a marketing plan. That's not a marketing system. And that's what we do for clients. We help them install a marketing system, what we call a funnel. And the funnel is basically the 7-step client value optimizer system. Targeted traffic source, lead magnet, tripwire, core product, profit maximizer, automated follow-up, and the pièce de résistance, which is the footer of the whole thing, which is what we call return path, which is where we use remarketing tools like Google Display Network and whatever. If none of that made sense to you, that's the best reason to type Estimate Digital Marketing into the search engine and do the test.
Yeah, 5 to 10 quick questions. And
well, it's 10.
Is it 10? Okay.
10 questions. And each one we assign, if you're not doing it, we assign a certain amount of leads per month or per question.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So that's a good way to justify it for your business. I've really enjoyed your time today. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. My name is Paul Toby. I'm the CEO of Training Business Pros and Business Pros Marketing. And if you want to just Google Paul Toby, I'd love you to do that. Check out LinkedIn. Go buy a book. I've written a few. But anyway, just thanks for hanging out with us. We sure appreciate it. And Danny, again, thanks for your time.